Minister of Education Curtis King said the education sector has suffered tremendous loss over the past 2 years due to the COVID-19 pandemic and other challenges. Minister King reminded stakeholders in education that the COVID-19 pandemic is continuing, and he urged them to do their part to curb the spread of the virus.
Let us not forget that we are still living in a health pandemic, COVID-19. I therefore call on all to observe the protocols established by the Health Committee of the National Emergency Management Organization in our attempt to create and maintain a safe and healthy school environment. I urge us all to work together to bring about the desired outcomes. Let us make the best use of the resources available to us in our quest to educate our nation's children.
That was Minister of Education Curtis King. In the region, the Ministry of Health in Jamaica says nearly 60% of the country's students in the 12 to 18 age group have received at least one shot of the COVID-19 vaccine. Data obtained by Radio Jamaica News revealed that the ministry had administered 188,145 doses of the vaccine to students in the 12 to 18 age cohort. This represents 57.7% of that cohort. 88,124, or 27% of the students, are fully vaccinated. Over the last few weeks, the Health Ministry in Jamaica has been conducting a vaccine drive for adults and students who are returning to the classroom from today. The ministry has also instructed school administrators to be alert this week for students with symptoms of COVID-19. In the international arena, China has become the first country to approve an inhaled COVID-19 vaccine. The vaccine is made by CanSino and has similar ingredients to its injected vaccine, using a harmless adenovirus as a carrier for the genetic code that teaches the body how to fight COVID. The company says Convidicia Air is inhaled as a fine mist, and it can provide good protection after just one breath. Other researchers, including teams in the United Kingdom and the United States, have been investigating nasal spray vaccines. Scientists say that these may give added immunity in the lining of the nose and upper airways where COVID-19 typically enters the body. The National Medical Products Administration of China granted CanSino approval for its inhaled vaccine to be used as a booster dose. Trials suggest it can top up protection in those who have previously had a vaccine. I'm Leslie DeBeek with today's COVID-19 update.